Right.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
I can't hear you.
All right.
Now listen, we all know that we're not going to win tomorrow, but I think you all know that we are going to win eventually. A government like this will not hold through persistent acts of public defiance. That means breaking the rules. Look at this government. Does he respect law? Does he respect order?
No.
Does he respect equality?
No.
Does he respect democracy?
No.
Does he support social equality?
No.
Does he respect labor contracts?
No.
And look at what he has, the tools he has to defend himself. He has police officers. He has the arm bite of the state to defend him at every step he takes. That is why he's in power. That is why he is not here face to face with us, hearing our grievances, our just cause, in opposition to his bullshit. Now let me teach you a lesson here. Let me tell you something I've learned, and I think you're all learning as we go through this. The police are not your friends. We have seen many acts of public defiance in the past month. We saw the Woodward Squad. We saw them evict 54 people from the Woodward Squad. We saw
them
violently attack a homeless encampment, a peaceful homeless encampment outside the Woodward's building. Arrests, indiscriminate arrests. We saw them kick homeless people in the head. This is the type of violence that goes on every day in our society.
They beat up the 13-year-old!
Get no donuts!
We don't get no justice!
You don't get no donuts!
We don't get no justice!
You don't get no donuts!
No justice, no donuts! Now listen!
No justice, no donuts!
Listen, these public acts of violence by the police are not new. People went through them before when they're organizing, and so too are we now. We see unlawful arrests. We see indiscriminate charges. Charges that aren't there for charging people for crimes just for getting them out of the way. Should some important person like the Queen come along? They did that to Ivan Drury, a member of our organization. They arrested our lawyer once. Why? They want to break our will.
It ain't gonna happen!
That's right!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Now listen, if we're gonna win, and I know we will, there's some things we gotta remember. Don't talk to cops. Don't give them any information. If they come to you, you tell them one thing. Fuck off. Because all they're trying to do is fuck us up. If they come along, along to our demos, you tell them to fuck off. If they point that camera in your face, you tell them to fuck off. Any butcher, like Gordon Campbell, is sure to have a lot of pork around. No more pigs in our community!
Fuck the pigs!
Now, I'm not saying this as if, you know, I got some grudge against them. I mean, sure, they beat me up two or three times. Sure, I've seen them kick homeless people in the head. Sure, I've seen them issue unlawful arrests and charges. Sure, all these things add up. But the real enemy is who he protects. So when you see them, I want you to remember that. I want you to donate to the APC Legal Defense Fund. I want you to donate to the Woodward's Legal Defense Fund. I want you to support people who are fighting this government through unlawful arrest, through public vilification. He is the thug. We are the heroes here. And the sooner we all understand that, the more successful we're going to be. Thank you very much.